We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lloyd, from your vantage point, what was the issue with Matt tonight?
Matt, Steve, you know, stuff-wise, looked good. The velo was there. The changeup, it looked really good in the first inning. I thought from my angle, I saw him slow down in a few of the secondary pitches, definitely causes a hitter to stop too and get a better read that is something soft that's coming. So I saw that a few times. Maybe the execution as far as like leaving some pitches up in the zone, like slider to Cavi or the fastball to Turner. So, some pitches were a little off. But Stuff-wise, I mean, velo-wise, and the changeup, those two pitches were, probably the two more effective pitches that he had as far as like stuff-wise.
He seemed perplexed at the swings that the Nationals were taking. He said he felt like he had pretty good stuff. He didn't rule out the possibility that, maybe he's tipping some pitches. Is that something that you've seen as a possibility, and is it something you guys are going to look into here?
There's always a possibility that could be the case. I didn't see him necessarily tipping the pitches. I did see him slowing down in some of the breaking balls, some of the curveballs, not the changeup, the curveballs that he was throwing tonight. And we can always look at video and see what anything different that he was doing in order to pick up some of the things that he may be doing that batters are able to just pick up real quick. So. Something that we got to do, immediately, so we can give him some feedback and we can work on some things to get him ready for his next outing.
Next question comes from Rich Catino.
Hey, Louie, everything that's gone on with the rotation, especially the last 48 hours with Walker on the injured list and then losing Stroman Moffitt out today, how concerned are you about the depth of the rotation and what do you do going forward about it?
Right now, we're focusing in our bullpen. I mean, that Wednesday's game, which is still a TBD, I mean, it's something that we're thinking of. We used the bullpen during the weekend. There was a game a few days ago that, some of our pitchers step up and gave us some length. And that will always, help your bullpen recover and do some things out of that. But, five innings out of Jake, and then four from Mets tonight. I mean, kind of like exposes a little bit of the bullpen back-to-back days when you're looking at Wednesday. So that's one of the things that right now we're thinking of, and not having who's going to start yet that day. That's still we got to wait on to see how the game goes tomorrow and what we can have for that day. So it's. As far as the starting rotation is just that what we're looking for. We're just looking for that length that they could give us at the beginning. I mean, last outing that Rick had for us, against the Nationals, he's the one that's given us the furthest outing for seven innings. So we're looking at something like that to get that relief to the bullpen and then have a good plan for that Wednesday. But the rest of the case for our rotation, I mean, I said it earlier today, we have some guys that can give us depth. We have some guys that can come in, step in, and also get stretched out, So those have been part of the plans, part of the conversations that we have, looking forward, looking to the near future.
Next question comes from Tony DeComo.
Hey, Louie, kind of on a similar note, I mean, as you stand here today, are you worried about the rotation?
I mean, not at all. We have our starters. I mean, the one day, and I keep going back to it, is Wednesday that we still TBD, and, we have the four starters, and for to take Waka's spot there on the Wednesday is the one day that we gotta as we get close to that day start talking about it, and obviously we gotta wait for tomorrow's game, and then so we can have a clarification on the plan that we're gonna have. We talked about different things, but there's nothing that we can set still, you know, waiting on what's going to happen on tomorrow's game and what will be used for that matter.
And also, how did Guillaume pitching, how did that come about?
Well, you know, the score and obviously thinking of the bullpen, trying to save it. You know, Drew came in, gave us a really good quick inning, and we didn't want to do an up and down with him. So, you know, I prepped Guillaume a couple of innings before, just telling him, hey, if this happens, you may be in the game. Just start getting ready mentally and don't overdo things. Just, you know, go. We want the guys to stay healthy as well. But he's, you know, step up and give us something there, give us an inning, you know, to help the bullpen for tomorrow. And then that will, you know, transfer also to Wednesday. So that's the reason why we used him. That's what we communicated with him. We wanted him to take care of himself, not to try to do too much, you know, just to get the ball with the plate, have him swinging, and you know, he got quick out of there.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Tim Healy.
Hi, Luis. When you say that Matt slowed down some of those curveballs, do you mean the velocity or the way or how quickly he delivered it?
Yeah, his mechanics. You know, it's almost like when he's about to release it, about to throw it, you can see that he's almost like holding himself back a little bit. You know, just for the belows, and it can definitely cause a tip. It's different than when you're being aggressive finishing a pitch, and you know, those are a few times we saw it from our angle in the dugout, which is his open side. So, you know, something to look at. You know, at least for the breaking ball standpoint, the curveball standpoint.
And then on the strike three to Castro that got away, is that a pitch that Ramos should be able to block?
I haven't seen the video yet how far to his mid side it is, you know. But something we can look at to just see if Wilson had a chance on it. But you know, it's baseball. I mean, sometimes this stuff is going to happen, and you know, next batter hits a homer and. I mean, what can you do after that? But we can definitely look at it, and you know, we'll talk to Wilson and see how he moved and how he reacted when the pitch was buried, and see what kind of like slow down that pitch for him.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Tim Britton.
Hey, Louis, just wondering what you're seeing from Nimmo defensively in center field. It looked like he got a tough read on that Cabrera double there in the fifth.
That ball. He went directly to his arm side, and you know, instead of taking a little bit of a drop step, creating an angle behind the ball, he went directly to it, and then ended up going back. So you know, one of the things that, you know, me being the outfield coach before to those guys, I remember talking to them about always staying behind those balls, you know, especially those line drives that you don't know if they're going to have backspin or topspin. So one of the, you know, protections that these guys can do is just create a little bit of a back angle so they're behind the ball. Anything that moves differently, you can come in and make a catch. So he just went directly laterally, and the ball, you know, obviously had some backspin, and then he had to go back and went over his head. So, you know, just initial bat route, and, you know, then he got burned by the ball.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Bruce Beck.
Louis, do you throw a game like this out, or do you go back and break down every inning?
We talked about this. I mean, we got to start focusing on tomorrow, and you know, we can pick up some things, like, you know, what we share about Matt's here, what we share about Ramos here with the block or not, you know, if he could have. And there's some things that we can think of and use it as a you know, as a teaching tool. But you know, the game itself, We just gotta watch it and focus on tomorrow. You know, take the things that we can work on, make some adjustments, and come back tomorrow and compete because we're playing the Nationals again.
Louis, are you a little frustrated that you haven't been able to build momentum? You come off the back-to-back wins and had a real opportunity here to kind of kick it into gear?
No, not really. I mean, there's been some tough games, Bruce, and you know, we know that, and you know, the good thing about it is that these guys, they know how good they are. I mean, that's why they battle in every game, and you know, they always play hard until, you know, the last out of the game. You guys saw JD going the first to third with a, you know, 16-2 ball game, and you know, it's the way these guys play. So you know, there's no frustration. I mean, right now we're feeding every day from the things, knowing that we're a lot better, you know. And so these guys are going to come in tomorrow and they're going to play, you know, as hard as they play every day. They know how good of a team they are. You know, the camaraderie is there. Everything is there. So not frustration at all. I mean, we're still in good motivation and, you know, good team chemistry.